Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yes, Daily Scramble Live now welcomes Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another local nonprofit in our community. Caroline, good morning. Who do we have?
Hi, good morning, Tyler. Good morning, listeners. Today we have my dear friend Kimberly Leeds, and we're going to be talking about the Laguna Beach Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts in general today. Kimberly, how are ya?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Beautiful morning.
Oh, yes, it is in Laguna Beach and all the listeners out there. I hope you're having a great morning, too. So let's dive right in. I got to thinking with the emphasis on STEAM education, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, that the Scouts have actually been doing those programs since the very beginning. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. When the kids are going through their requirements for rank advancement every year, they have different aspects that they need to get into. We have the art aspects for sure. They've got all kinds of fun activities that wrap right into our Laguna local culture, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics have to be included in their engineering advancements as well. We have the kids learning how to cook, so there's measurement involved. All of those things are integrated right across the curriculum. And then we also have them in the parks learning about science.
Right, right. So the Laguna Beach Cub Scout and Boy Scout pack and dens have been around a really long time. We have a really solid base here. Let's talk a little bit about the history and scouting in general.
Yeah, we're one of the packs that have been around for a while. They number them in numerical order, and we're the 35th in the Orange County area, which means we've been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we celebrated, what was it, the 80th birthday or
something like that recently. Yeah, yeah.
We've got people like Dick Maxwell, who's from in this area, who is part of our crowd forever.
Right.
He's been involved for a million years, it feels like. He's been such a great leader.
Exactly.
So, yeah, having it be around. And for me, as a mom in this town, I've got two boys who are heavily involved in scouting, and we are as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And what we like is that it really develops a really well-rounded individual who has a savviness about everything in their world, everything from being able to cook their own breakfast to understanding what the plant species are around them. It's pretty cool.
Exactly. And so, I mean, those were the kind of programs that before they were actually in the schools that they were able to be exposed to that they weren't able to be exposed to anywhere else. Let's talk about some of the programs that happened throughout the year. One of the highlights is the Pinewood Derby, which... talk a little bit about that, and I'll draw a parallel to like a big version of that happens in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, every year the kids get these kits, and it's basically just a block of wood with mm-hmm. some wheels and a couple nails that they then have to fashion into a derby car, which they're going to be able to race against other racers. And they have to think about the aerodynamics of it, whether mm-hmm. it can move through the air quickly. They have to mess with the weight of it. They have to weigh them. It's really, really serious. They have to make sure that it's all within certain specs. It can't be too big. It can't be too small. So there's a lot of measurement, utility of tools. They have a lot of safety aspects that they need to be involved with. And it's one of the favorite activities for the year. It's lots of fun.
For sure. And then, of course, they have to decorate it, which is the kids' favorite part.
Yeah.
And then they race them. And the big version of that is the Sandhill Derby that happens in Silicon Valley, where, you know, there's nothing more STEM-oriented than, you know, creating these, like, crazy cars and racing them. And that really is sort of the beginning of something that ends up being a phenomenon like the Sandhill Derby or the Soapbox Derby. So some of the fundraisers that go on throughout the year for the Scouts, what are those and what can community members look for and help out throughout the year?
Well, you'll see those cute little guys standing outside of grocery stores or in your community cruising around trying to sell popcorn. Popcorn's one of our big fundraisers for the year, and that usually takes place right around now. They did the launch in August. And in addition to that, down the road, they have these things called camp cards, which they'll have out around, and they have this event that's called Camp Rawl, Scoutorama, or Scoutorama, where the kids go, and it's a giant carnival put on by all the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts of the area. It's fun for all families, and the cards will get you into that for free. Plus, it gives you discounts to all the local places around here, everything from restaurants to going into regular grocery stores to buy your bread.
Oh, that's fantastic. So for families who want to get their sons involved in Scouts, where do they go? How do they do that? And the recruitment is happening right now for the new year.
Right.
New scouting year.
So we got a website that's up. It's mypack35.lagunabeach.us. pack35.us. Yes. it's if they just look for Pack 35 Laguna Beach, they're going to find it as well through the Google searches. And we're doing recruitment events right now. We've got the 29th coming up. We've got an event where we'll have a carnival put on for the local kids for the Cub Scouts. Mm-hmm. And the parents can come in and have their children participate. And then we'll have all the paperwork there as well. And that's at Tankersley Hall. Our charter organization is Laguna Press. We're very grateful to all of their time and efforts that they put out for scouting. And we couldn't be there without their help. So they've been there for us forever.
Excellent. So is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up our quick little interview here?
Well, just a little story, I must say. Yesterday I was talking to Logan, my older son's teacher, and I was saying, yeah, my son is Logan Lees. And she said, you know, he was the only one in the interest survey who said that he was offering help to be there. And I thought that that was really cool, because scouting really is about community service and being a good citizen, being there for each other. And what better way to make community?
Yeah, that's great. And also great parenting, I have to say. Well, I want to thank Kimberly Leeds. And if the listeners become members of KX93.5 this week, a portion of their membership will go to the Laguna Beach Scout Pack. Yay. So thanks again, Kimberly. And signing off for today, this is Caroline Bruder. Oh, and don't forget to check out my Facebook page and like it and send me ideas of nonprofits, charities, social causes, activists that you would like to hear on Caroline's Cause Corner. So until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.